This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN, which tonight... it's brought to you by our friends at Fidelis Care. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Barry Manilow.
And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Fat gnome-like creature.
And I'd like to say good evening to Michael.
Cool is what cool or you want to make it, it is.
I got to tell you.
That's a good one.
It's just a hunch, Don. Think we could see it in March.
Well, where would it be seated?
Before Andrew, I would like to say I see it as a it could live potentially as a low Michael seed. Andrew, do you think there's any hope for it?
I love that one. I think it could be a single digit, a seven, maybe six
that's
or seven.
What I was thinking seven. Eight.
That high?
Yeah.
I really every time I've played it a bunch today, just to myself, and I laugh very hard each
so
time.
So you play it for yourself.
It's very funny. It's very funny.
I'm glad I can amuse you.
Because it's like you think it's going one way, then you think it's going another way.
Right, there's a moment where you thought he recovered, but he never really did.
It was almost like that goodbye to Greeny. It had that same kind of feel.
It did. Let's one more time, Anthony.
Cool is what cool or you want to make it, it is.
Like falling down the stairs. It's like you think they recovered. No, no, they're still going.
You say hello to them. They're really from the same family.
They are. They're all related. By the way, I love when I'm right about something. It doesn't happen often.
True.
I watched The Wonder Years last night. Oh, man. Absolutely terrific.
Is
what do you
good?
Mean you're right about it? You didn't know what it was going to be.
I knew. I said, I'm watching it. I knew I was in. How often do I? Michael, both of you guys, I don't watch. I'll tell you right now. I don't watch new sitcoms. They advertise new sitcoms.
Right.
You know, they're advertising The Conners live, and I love and respect John Goodman. I'm still not watching The Conners. I'm good.
You should have. It's very funny.
I know. I believe you. I believe you. I'm just kind of good. But my point is, I'm not trying to disrespect The Conners. Whatever the new sitcom is, I'm generally good. Saw The Wonder Years. I went, okay. They're doing a version of The Wonder Years about a black family, 1968. Let's see what they do here. It somehow was nothing like The Wonder Years and exactly like The Wonder Years. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that's what they're going for, right?
That they did it.
Isn't Fred Savage a producer on this?
Yeah. The 45-year-old Fred Savage. And, you know,
he was Molly in Dr. Evil.
That's right.
Yeah.
Molly, 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 Molly.
God, isn't that crazy, though, that you could be one of the biggest sitcom... it's not even quite a sitcom, dramas, whatever you want to call it. Huge television star of the 90s on a respected and loved show. And then the next thing you say about him is Michael goes, oh, he was Molly in Austin Powers. How does that happen?
I was thinking about that the other day, too. Like, you could be on a really respected sitcom, not the star of it, but just on consistently. And are you really a star? Like, I watched The Goldbergs. It's been on for 8 years. It's a very successful show. I don't know if anybody on the show would ever be like that recognizable outside the show or be that famous at all.
Well, except Jeff. Except Jeff because he's Jeff.
And George Segal was famous.
Yeah, no, and that's why it was such a great episode because it was the first one they had taped since he had passed away. So
did they address it?
They dealt with it. It's like a couple of months after he died.
Did you cry?
No, but I was sad, and especially at the end where they always have these like either outtakes or something, and they had him playing the banjo for everybody. I guess last season, like off air, it was he's a star. But why is he a star? Not because of the Goldbergs. He's
no,
a star
because of
everything. So it just shows you the difference between TV and movies. If you're in a hit movie, you're a mega star. If you're in a hit television show, you know
I think Jenny Aniston's
run?
Done okay.
It's so interesting, though, because it is totally true. And for me personally, and I can only speak for me, I the television shows that I'm connected to, I'm more connected to than probably any films. Like, they have a bigger, more indelible
right,
place in my
heart. Because
they're
in your house 26 weeks a year, one time a week.
Or for over eight years, or whatever right. It may be.
Well, here's the big question, Peter.
Go ahead.
Going back to Moley. If you had a mole like that on your face, would you have it removed?
I'm Buck Melanoma, Maisie's Uncle Wart. if it's possible, I'm absolutely... Yeah. Listen,
Would you take a chance of the nerves in your face would be paralyzed?
What do I need? Tell me what I'm risking.
I don't know. Every doctor says you're risking something. There's no such thing as minor surgery. Would you remove the mole?
I have to think that unless they're saying it's going to be worse than it was with it, knowing me and the things, as a man who just earlier today was standing in my shower with a thing called the man groomer that I reach around my back, and sometimes it, works well.
Excuse me?
And sometimes it feels like the technology is simply yanking the hair out of your body. Considering I'm doing that at 42 years old, because of my own self-consciousness, Natalie doesn't say anything or care. It's just for me. I have to imagine that whether it's a good idea or not, I'd be the same kind of guy who's opting for the surgery.
But you realize one thing, what Natalie's doing. I mean, she cares about you a great deal. The hair on your back repulses her. She's just not telling you.
I don't think it's true.
It repulses her.
Every woman that I've ever been with, I think, has not only dealt with it, but at some point...
Shaved it, though.
Got involved.
By the way, Don, good news for the Mets. Arizona has taken the lead over Atlanta now, 6-5.
There you go.
6-4.
We're live!
Mets are back, baby. All right. Let's play some audio from the sports world. Let's start with Jets defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich. His high praise for young Zachary Wilson.
From a skill perspective, he's as talented, if not the most talented quarterback I've been on a team with. From arm talent to athletic ability to timing to all the things that he has. And plus, he's got this real authentic swagger, confidence about him. But he plays a position that is an absolute monster to start as a rookie. You look at the great quarterbacks of this league, they either struggled as rookies or they didn't play as rookies, one or the other. So I still have tremendous faith in him, as our team does, as the entire organization does. He's going to have some days that are rough, and there's going to be some bumps in the road. It's just part of the process of growing at that position. But we all stand behind him, and we think that, the fact that he's playing, it's so necessary to go through these bumps, to become the quarterback he needs to be.
By the way, I loved him in Law and Order.
Jeff Ulbrich?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Jerry Orbach. Sorry.
Was that a joke or a mistake?
No, it was.
It was a bad joke, which was a mistake to tell.
It was a mistake to tell it, not necessarily a mistake in that I thought he was in Law and Order.
You know what we haven't heard from yet this year? And I don't even mean on our show. I mean, I haven't heard any audio come down the line. Nothing from Keegan. He hasn't said anything.
Well, no. The offense hasn't done much.
Not much to talk about, huh?
Well, he's laying in the weeds, because if Garrett gets, let go, it kitchens.
Speaking of which, let's talk about Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett says he has no issues with Kenny Golladay.
To me, it's not a big deal at all. We're excited about having Kenny Golladay here. We liked him a lot in free agency, and we brought him here, and he's done a really good job for us. I love the guy. I love his competitive spirit. We talk a lot about passion, emotion, enthusiasm in our players. That's line one, and demonstrating that. We talk a lot about fighting and competing. He's a guy who wants to be a part of this thing. Missed a lot of time during training camp. He's done a good job when he's gotten some opportunities here in the first couple weeks. Had a couple in that game the other day that, unfortunately we didn't finish, and probably had some frustration. And that stuff happens on sidelines all the time. We ask our players when they're between the stripes to go out there and compete and battle and scratch and claw, and can't say when they come to the sideline all of a sudden we're choir boys again. We understand that. I've been on sidelines for a long, long time. So that happens. But he and I had a good visit after the game. Was not an issue at all going forward. There's always better ways to handle things as you go forward, better ways to communicate, but wasn't a big deal to me and to our team at all.
You remember, I mean, everybody knows who Tony Kornheiser is.
Oh,
Peter,
sure.
You listen to him in Washington. So he had a show. Does he still have the radio show in Washington, Pete?
I believe he's done with the radio show.
Okay, well, he used to have a rule. He would never put athletes on or coaches. He said, because they're not telling the truth. They're boring. And he's right. After 20 years, I've come to the conclusion. I just, why? I mean, if Coach Garrett really was mad at Golladay, right? Would he admit it? So we don't know what's real.
So, but you end up playing pop psychologist, right? Like, while I was listening to that, I was thinking to myself, boy, you're talking a long time about something that didn't bother you.
Right.
You know, if it really didn't bother you, like, oh, come on, give me a break. It was fine. It happens all the time in football. Stop. Next question. But he went on and on and on, almost trying to convince himself. And that's the right thing to do. Nobody's going to admit that it's a problem. We're going into week three as a must-win for them. But when you go on for 3 minutes about it, it makes me think, I probably did irritate you a little bit.
Don, if in the unlikely event that the three of us together for year 21 of this show, let's not have athletes on anymore.
Now, you know how I feel about guests.
No, I didn't say guests. I just said athletes.
Well,
people
unless
that are not likely to tell the truth.
Special exception for Logan Ryan?
Well, there's certain guys that kind of cut through the BS a little bit.
Very few.
But he's Michael's right. It's few and far between.
Well, let's see.
If you get a coach on, it's a waste. I mean, they're not going to rip their player. They're not going to tell the truth. They're going to say what's good for them.
Well, speaking of which, let's hear how Kadarius Toney explained his recent social media
posts. Yeah, I want to hear this.
Before I get started, I want to address the elephant in the room with like social media. I know a lot of stuff was misinterpreted by me talking about the Giants or whatever. This had nothing to do with the Giants. Just focus on really playing like against the Falcons, you know. And I know a lot of people saw like what I posted like media wise, like me saying the media this and that. Woo-da-woo. That's not meant for everybody. The one that specifically know who I'm talking about because the story that they want to make, want to create stuff like that, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Apologize to the rest of y'all who do a great job at what y'all do, and you know, I'm gonna leave it at that.
So, what were you referring to with the initial thing?
That's really a personal issue. I mean, a personal matter. I don't really want to address it like that.
Oh, he put it on Twitter.
What it was? Yeah.
It's a personal matter. Then send a letter. You put it on social media, and then you say it's a personal matter. Yeah, I mean, it's laughable.
I just don't think they fully get like social media,
or they don't get their role and how they're not like regular people.
But when you say it's a personal matter, then why would you make it public? You made it public when you went on social media. So it's not that personal, is it?
Well,
pick up a phone and tell the person that it was meant for. By the way, this is meant for you. Blah, 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 blah. Or write a letter. Do snail mail.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
They just don't get it. And it's not just him. I think it's athletes in general, especially younger ones who probably were on Twitter when they were 13, when nobody cared. And still have the same mentality now that they're professional athletes, that it's only a handful of their friends that are seeing it and not realizing it's not only the people that follow them, but it's also like everybody that's got access to Twitter and can screenshot it and send it all over the world.
It's private, but I put it on a public platform.
You know who I'd like to hear from on this subject?
Who?
You know who I'm talking about.
His coach. Or one of his coaches.
Oh.
I want to address the situation with Zadarius Toney.
It's Kadarius Toney, coach.
Pipe down, big head. Listen to me. I don't understand this whole social media uproar. The man said what he said, and we're going to move on. Listen, sure, I like to go on TikTok and do a little TikTok dance here and then. Jump on, play a little song, and I lip sync to a famous quote on the TikTok. A lot of times I get caught scrolling. I'll have y'all know, my algorithm on TikTok, if you were to see it, you would think I was a big old pervert. It's not my fault. The algorithm just gets... It just gets Freddie Key. Now, furthermore, I want to address something else. Daniel Jones, my quarterback.
My daddy used to tell me, when you care for someone, you stand by them. You lay next to them. You hug them close. You smell them. Smell their neck. Their back.
You're an idiot.
You rub on them.
Rub on them, you said, Coach?
That's right. Uh-huh. You do whatever it takes. And that's what I'm willing to do for Daniel Jones. I offered earlier today to start sleeping at Daniel Jones' apartment. He turned me down and immediately filed a complaint to the league. But I would like to say that if anyone messes with Daniel Jones, I'm okay. Key.
Pipe down, big head. Wow, he came in hot today. Am I right, guys?
That was very good.
Yeah, great.
Smelling necks.
That's a shirt. That's a shirt.
Yeah, forget about, was it all gas, no break?
No.
Smelling necks. Smelling necks. Smelling necks and cashing checks.
That's what we're talking about. That's the G-Men. Odell Beckham Jr., who's also a friend of Freddie Keehy, is supposedly close to return. And the Browns say that, or Odell said, we'll see.
They're really slow rolling this, aren't they?
Yeah.
One day at a time. But they got an issue with Jarvis.
A great Bonnie Franklin vehicle.
They got an issue. They got an issue with Jarvis, though, too. They better get someone out there. Can't just leave Baker and his wife.
And they're outside of the stadium now. They're not even inside. They have that sale going on.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Lions are looking to trade linebacker Jamie Collins. No, Dan Campbell's the one who confirmed that, though. They're not a very good football team.
But they'll bite your knee off.
Yeah, how's that going?
Not.
You know what? You know all our complaints? Like, oh, we're already going to be talking about the Jets stinking and the Giants stinking, and it's the worst. If you're a Lions fan who's just praying you get to go to a meaningful, good Thanksgiving game every year, you already know. Thanksgiving, you're going to leave your house for 8 hours for no reason.
If you're a fan of the Lions, you really love football. Because what are they giving you?
Speaking of which, the Lions and Thanksgiving, I want to read this to you. I don't know if you guys looked at this yet. What week is that of the season? Like 15? No,
14,
too far.
13
Maybe
or 13. 14.
13, here it is. This is I would argue it's the most repugnant. I would argue it's the most repugnant schedule I remember on a Thursday situation. You want to hear it?
Three games?
The middle one, it turns out, could be good.
All right, but
generally speaking, Bears, Lions.
Meh.
Repug everyone?
That's the 1 o'clock, obviously, or 12:30.
12:30. Michael, repug?
I think it's repug.
The 4:30 now, we could be looking at something. Raiders, Cowboys.
I'm in.
Yeah, that's a good
You
one.
Give me the Cowboys, I'm in.
And
got a dose of Jerry, it's beautiful. Jerry after
we're
turkey.
Way past the clock time.
That's right. You might get, you know, his wrist in his face.
And the last one. And the last one is Bill's Saints.
Not bad. Are you also going to give the announcers now, or are they going to wait till like right before Thanksgiving?
No, we'll
Can
we'll
we break? It. We have a Ranger coach coming up.
Yeah, we will break, but two things I got to do. Number one is say caller 9 right now 888-987-ESPN, 888-987-3776. Caller 9, you are getting tickets to Monday Night Raw at the Barclays Center. Don't forget, tickets to Survivor Series and Monday Night Raw at the Barclays Center go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. And that will do it for ENN, which is brought to you by Fidelis Care. Fidelis Care community offices are open and can help with all your health insurance needs. Visit FideliCare.org/offices to learn more.
The new New York Rangers head coach Gerard Gallant will join us in just a moment right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.